Listen.
Tell me, Tommy, where did you find this rocket model?
Well, it was caught on my father's trailer.
Where were you when you discovered it?
At a tourist camp where Mom and Pop and I stopped.
What tourist camp?
Well, it's called... Oh, let me see. Oh, yeah, Cabin Rest, that's it.
Cabin Rest. Where's it located?
On Highway 21, near the city line.
Thanks, son. I'll zip right out there. This may be just the break I've been looking for.
Say, I hope you like excitement, because Kellogg's Pep has something for you that's loaded with excitement. Something that flies and zooms and streaks right out of your hand into the air.
Not just an airplane, twice as exciting. Now you can get a gyrocket. Yes, an actual rocket model. A gyrocket you can send soaring up over the treetops.
Listen, this gyrocket is almost half a foot long.
It's true, almost half a foot of sleek, slender body, made of gleaming wood in brilliant red or blue or yellow.
And get this. Your gyrocket has a steel propeller at the stern, a steel propeller that sends it biting into the air, packed with power. Too much power for indoors. Your gyrocket is designed for outdoor use only.
What's more, it comes complete with a metal launching rod and a wooden rocket launcher. You just hold it in your hand, flick your arm, and your gyrocket shoots up, flashing into the sky.
Remember, this gyrocket is not a flimsy cardboard cutout, but solid steel and wood, built for hundreds of launchings.
Send for yours today. Race your gyrocket against those your friends have. Test yours against theirs for distance and speed.
In a few days, this offer goes off the air forever. So for each gyrocket you want, today send 15 cents and a box top from Kellogg's Pep to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York.
Don't forget, you can't buy this gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, plus a dime and a nickel and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. This offer is limited to the United States.
And now, the adventures of Superman.
After recovering the model of the lost rocket from Richard Haller, Superman returned to Metropolis. During his absence, Lois Lane, girl reporter for the Daily Planet, had mysteriously disappeared from an upstate village where he had left her to recuperate from shock. While the Man of Steel searched vainly for Lois, a boy named Tommy Harris, en route to Florida with his father and mother, discovered a small rocket model in the trailer attached to their car. Penciled on the propeller was an SOS message signed by Lois Lane. At Metropolis Police Headquarters, Clark Kent was shown the mysterious rocket. And as Superman, he streaked to an auto tourist camp on the outskirts of the city, where young Tommy Harris had made his discovery. As we rejoin him now, high in the air, the Man of Steel searches the eight little cabins and the countryside below.
No sign of Lois in those cabins, or anywhere else around there. Down behind those trees.
Down!
Now, back into Clark Kent's clothes. I want to talk to the proprietor of this tourist camp.
You're certain the Harrises are the only guests you've had today, Mr. Johnson?
Of course I am, Mr. Kent. You can see here in my register. Fact is, the Harris family are the only customers I've had all week.
Oh?
Well, it's pretty late in the year for folks to be traveling. I'm thinking of closing down till next spring.
Look, Mr. Johnson, Tommy Harris found something in his trailer after they'd been here a little while this afternoon. Something put there, or perhaps thrown there, by a young lady who has disappeared.
Well, so what?
Nothing, except I thought that object might have been dropped into the Harris trailer while it was parked here.
Don't see how that could be. Because, like I said before, except for the Harrises and me, there hasn't been a soul in these grounds all day.
Well, if that's so, then... Uh-oh. Here comes Inspector Henderson of the Metropolis Police.
Police?
Huh?
Well, now, look here, Mr. Kent. I don't want to become involved.
Oh, relax, Mr. Johnson. You've nothing to worry about.
Hi, Kent. Find anything?
Oh, not a thing, Inspector. Inspector, this is Mr. Johnson. He runs this tourist camp.
Oh, hello, Mr. Johnson.
Inspector.
Mr. Johnson tells me he hasn't seen anyone other than the Harris family all week.
And that's the whole truth.
Which means Miss Lane didn't drop the little rocket into Harris's trailer here. Either did it some other place the Harrises stopped, or...
But they tell me this is the first stop they made since they left their house this morning.
I see. And that would indicate Miss Lane must have thrown the rocket from a passing car and it landed in Harris's trailer.
No, I can't see her, a prisoner in a car, being able to write a message on the propeller of a model rocket and heave it out of the window. Well, my hunch still says she's being held someplace from which she could fire this little rocket.
Yeah? Where?
That's what we've got to find out. Tommy?
Yes, Mr. Kent?
Tommy, you told me you and another boy made a launching rod for this rocket model. Is that right?
Uh-huh. You want to see it?
Please, Tommy.
Oh, I'll go get it. It's under that tree across the lawn.
Okay, come along, Inspector.
What's the idea?
I want to try a little experiment with the model to see how far it can go.
Oh, now, wait a minute, Kent. That won't prove a thing.
Here's the launching rod, Mr. Kent.
Thanks, Tommy. Now, we'll just slip the rocket down the rod, like this.
Now what?
Now I'm going to launch it. Here goes.
Gee, look at it go way up over the tree.
Hey, that's pretty good.
Yes, went up about, about 100 feet. Shot straight out or downwards. Now, let's see. With a wind behind it, it might conceivably go 4 or 5 times that far. All right, that means, if I'm right about this, Lois is somewhere within 400 or 500 feet of some road Tommy and his family drove on today.
Gee whiz.
Tommy, how did you drive here today? I mean, on what roads?
Why, I'm not sure, Mr. Kent. I know we came out on Highway 21. 21? Before that, Dad took a lot of side roads.
He did, huh? Would your mother know?
I don't think so. She slept a good part of the trip.
All right, then I've got to talk with your father and fast. Come on, Inspector.
Right.
Let's go out to meet him in your car. I've got a feeling there's no time to waste.
Meanwhile, another scene is taking place in a sagging, abandoned shack that stands in a patch of woods off a dirt road not far from the late Richard Haller's estate. There in the semi-darkness, broken only by the light of a flickering candle, a worried-looking man paces the uneven floor, his face unshaven, his eyes sunken and bloodshot. This is George Barton, once a rocket expert for the United States Army, now a renegade and fugitive from the FBI, as a result of having joined the red-bearded Haller in a plot to reconstruct and sell the Superman rocket to a foreign power. Suddenly, a door opens. Barton spins about, his face contorted with fear as he holds a revolver in an unsteady hand.
Easy on that trigger, Barton. It's me.
Oh, hello, Hanson. I'm jittery, I guess.
Well, relax, pal.
Well, that's easy to say. But being here alone, except for that lame girl tied up in the next room, it's too much for me.
I know. But I got good news, Barton. You and me, we ain't gonna have to worry about that dame no more.
Why, what do you mean?
Sit down, and I'll tell you.
Nervously, George Barton eases himself down to a rickety chair, and sitting on its edge as if poised for flight, looks apprehensively at his companion. This doesn't look good for Lois Lane, particularly with Superman still unaware of her whereabouts. What will happen? We'll know more in a moment when we return for the exciting climax of today's episode. So keep listening.
Now you've got more thrills coming. So sneak in close to your radio and get every word that follows.
Right, because we're here with a sizzling hot offer for you. Listen.
Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, offers you a Gyrocket. Yes, sir, a sensational rocket model. A Gyrocket almost half a foot long. A Gyrocket that streaks from your hand into the sky, up over the treetops.
When you get this Gyrocket, notice the sleek, gleaming wooden body. A brilliant red or blue or yellow. Slender and streamlined for minimum drag through the air.
And the steel propeller at the business end of the rocket develops maximum thrust.
That's not all. With your Gyrocket, you get a metal launching rod plus a wooden rocket launcher.
Right now, send for several Gyrockets. Get a whole rocket fleet of the future. Then have thrill-a-minute games with your friends. Match your fleet against theirs for speed and distance. It's excitement plus.
Remember, this terrific offer goes off the air Friday. These Gyrockets are just about gone, so don't get left out. For each Gyrocket you order, send 15 cents and a Kellogg's Pep box top to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. You have just 2 days more.
Remember, you can't buy this Gyrocket anywhere. The only way to get it is to send a box top from Kellogg's Pep, the super cereal, together with a dime and a nickel, and your name and address clearly printed to Superman, Box 124, New York 8, New York. Do it today, sure. This offer is limited to the United States.
Now, back to the adventures of Superman.
As Superman, in his guise of Clark Kent, waits anxiously at a tourist camp for information that may help lead him to Lois Lane, the girl reporter is a captive of two henchmen of the late Richard Haller. George Barton, once an army expert and now a fugitive, and his companion, a man named Hanson, who has just announced that he brings good news.
Yeah, troubles are over, Barton. Everything's fine now.
What do you mean by that?
Listen, I got big news. I've been down to the village.
You showed yourself in the village? You fool, with every police officer in the state looking for us?
Relax, pal. Nobody's seen me. Besides, I don't think the cops are looking for us anymore.
Are you crazy? They want the lost rocket and Haller and everyone connected with
it. They don't want Haller anymore, either.
What?
They can look at the headline of this newspaper.
Richard Haller crashes to death at sea. Superman recovers lost rocket.
Good news, eh?
I can't believe it.
Well, it's true. And now that double-crossing rat Haller is finished and Superman has the rocket, here the cops won't care about us, see? We're in the clear.
Don't kid yourself, Hanson. We worked with Haller, so they still want us. And besides, we face another rap just as bad now, Hanson.
What do you mean?
Right now we're facing a kidnapping rap, too. Remember? And that's punishable by death in this state.
What are you talking... Oh. You mean Miss Lane.
Exactly. She's locked in the other room. If we're caught with her, it means curtains.
We don't have to get caught with her, you know.
What?
Nobody even has to know we ever saw her.
Really? How do you propose to accomplish that?
You know, Barton. You got a gun.
No. No, I can't. Why, that's murder. I've never done anything like that.
Okay. I'll do it. Where's that bundle of your stuff we brought with you from Haller's? All them drawing tools and the little rockets.
Well, they're in the other room where Miss Lane is.
Okay, come on. I'll take care of her, then you take your stuff and bury it in the woods. Right?
All right. Let's get it over with.
Gun in hand, Hanson, followed by Barton, starts across the floor to the room in which Lois Lane, her heart thumping, presses back against the wall. Meanwhile, miles away, Superman, who has intercepted Mr. Harris and learns the route he had driven that day, is streaking northward through the skies, following a pattern of roads, his amazingly keen eyes searching every house and barn and store, every building within 500 feet of the road, the maximum distance he estimated the model rocket could fly. With only seconds remaining for Lois, will Superman find the hidden shack in which she is imprisoned? And will he arrive in time to rescue her? Tomorrow tells the story, fellows and girls, and adds a startling, shocking surprise for Superman and for you. So don't fail to be with us. Tune in, same time, same station.
And remember, for breakfast, it's Kellogg's Pep.
For excitement, the adventures of Superman.
Superman is a copyrighted feature appearing in Superman DC Comics magazines and is brought to you Monday through Friday at this same time by Kellogg's Pep, the Super Cereal. This program came from New York. Stay tuned now for Captain Midnight, which follows in a moment. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.